Welcome to New Revelation Radio, where it's more than inspiration, it's new revelation. And this is episode 6. Today I am here taking my father to an appointment. As you guys know or may not know, my father does have stage 4 cancer. But we believe in a God who is awesome, mighty, big, and can do anything and all things. The Bible says, or to agree in anything in his name it shall be done, amongst a bunch of other promises. But at the end of the day, you know, God is God, and he's gonna do what he is going to do. But we're still gonna pray, and we still have hope, and we're still gonna have faith and believe. But I'm here, that's why you might hear some cars swooshing by. But I hope all is well. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for tuning in. First of all, I appreciate everybody taking the time to even just tune in. God's put it on my heart to do these, as well as our main podcast, Miss the Abyss Podcast. If you haven't checked that out, please check it out on YouTube and all audio platforms. That's the podcast where we have video and where we have audio as well. So this one right here that you're listening to, my voice particularly, is just audio. This is where I can release audio quicker and more faster and just get it out there. So thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in. A lot's going on. Wow, a lot is going on in this world. If you're living in here, then you understand and you feel the tense air, and you feel the heaviness in the world today. It's been announced that the Taliban has taken over Pakistan. People are going crazy with COVID and the vaccine. Wow. I mean, what else? I mean, oh my gosh. Their name brands are releasing clothing and sneakers with demonic, symbolic, you know, and it's not even symbolic. It's just straight demonic. Like, you know, they're not hiding it anymore. They, you know, the demonic agenda would be hidden, you know, but it's not even hidden no more. The Bible says that what was good will be considered bad, and what is bad will be considered good. And that's, and you see that happening. Man, forget about it. You say you're a Christian, you say that you, man, it's, you get shut down, and people want to destroy you and say bad things, but you can't even believe what you want to believe anymore without getting backlash and talking down to and just negativity. It's crazy. You know, like, what's going on in the world, I don't even know where to start. I don't want to even talk for too long. I just, you know, I want to do a longer podcast in depth as far as the end of times and Christ coming back to take his people and what's going on in the world today and how that's affecting us. I'm going to get a little deeper into that in another podcast. But I just want to bring it up and just talk and just, you know, say what's going on, and you guys can always give me feedback and respond, you know. But I mean, where do we start? Like I was just saying, when it comes to advertisements, when it comes to clothing, and when it comes to music, I mean, man, the demonic is just out and about and making it cool. And people, a lot of people don't even know what they're doing. And a lot of people do know what they're doing. And a lot of it's just demonic, man. Those demonic symbols, you know, that's all from the devil. And he wants to attack and attack not only the older people, but the kids. He wants to attack the kids from a small age. And he's doing it, especially with the music. You know, Lucifer was in charge of the music. And he's no different roaming the earth. You know, he's trying to take over the... He's taking over the music industry, even when it comes to the Christian industry, you know. He's even trying to take over the Christian industry, where artists are being asked to compromise and not say God as much and just make it a positive song, you know. Like, because you know that when you proclaim the name of God, when you proclaim Jesus, it's different. You know, things begin to happen. The devil and the demons don't even like that name, Jesus. You know, things begin to happen. You know, so they're okay with you releasing music, but they just rather you say Jesus less or not mention God as much, or, you know, keep it positive. Everything will be okay. everything gonna be okay. You know, they just want you to just like have you know, catchy music that's positive, and that's wrong, and that's what's going on. You know, the Bible says that there's gonna be signs that's gonna point to the end of times, and there's so much things that are going on. You know, the devil is just blatantly ruling the earth right now, just out and about. You know, the whole COVID vaccine thing is just breaking people up. Everyone can have their own opinion, and that should be fine. Everyone should respect each other's opinion. You know, but also just think about it. I mean, yeah, we could think about it like, yeah, it's just a vaccine, and we got vaccines before, and what's the problem? But I mean, it's never gone to this extreme where they're forcing you to get a vaccine, where they're paying you, they're begging you to get a vaccine. And I know people are gonna be like, well, you should get the vaccine because, you know, you're gonna save other people's lives as well. You don't want to get other people sick. You don't want to compromise, you know, other people who has underlying conditions and stuff like that. But it's like, but man, nobody finds it fishy how they're going so in. Who's gonna pay someone $200 to get the vaccine? Like, you know, when has it ever been done before? You know, a vaccine that hasn't been fully tested and approved. We don't know the long term effects. And I hope people don't crucify or try to kill me for these opinions. But it's the truth. And people should respect other people's opinions. You know, like the fact they're trying to force us to put something in our own bodies. You know what I'm saying? They want to fight for women to have, you know, the option of controlling what's in their bodies. Yet they want to force us to put some vaccine in our own bodies. I don't think that they should force people to put a vaccine in their body. That's just my opinion. Okay? And I also don't think that this topic should split people up, but that's what it's doing. This topic is splitting people up because of that opinion. Oh no, I think you should take it, and if you don't, you're irresponsible and you don't care about people. And no, that's not even it. That's not even it. You know, this should not be splitting people up. But the sad part about it is that it is. You know, and it's unfortunate. You know, I think we, you know, love and respect each other. Say your opinion and move on. You know, we don't gotta kill each other. At the end of the day, I don't know about y'all. At the end of the day, I'm just trying to go to heaven. The Bible says life is but a vapor. This life is gonna be so short compared to when you go to the afterlife. And I know people got different opinions on their afterlife and what's gonna happen. I know that God has been real, real in my life. Jesus has been real in my life and other people's lives. I've seen miracles happen. Okay, and if Jesus is real, then the devil's real, which means that there's spiritual warfare going on, and that's something that we don't look into as much, the spiritual warfare that's going on in this world at all times. There's so much things that's happening, and that we don't even understand it, we don't even see. You know, you guys might have heard of John Ramirez, who was an ex-cult leader in the satanic movement, and he was a leader. He was a leader in that, and he's denounced it, and he's working for Christ, and he's letting people know, listen, these demonic services, they start at 7 p.m., they end at 5 in the morning, they're up throughout the whole night doing stuff for the devil, and we get tired after an hour of church. You know, we got to put more dedication and understand that the enemy, the other world, the Satan and his army is working overtime. Working overtime to get to us. The Bible says that the devil walks around like a roaring lion, waiting to devour somebody. What I find funny about that is it says like a roaring lion. So he's trying to imitate. The devil likes to try to imitate what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But it's true. And we got to be on our game, man. If you don't know where you're going when you die, you should find out. And if you haven't try Jesus, you should try Jesus. And if you haven't, and it's so easy, it's so simple. You know, talk to God. Ask him to show himself in your life. And you're going to see such a dramatic change in your life. You know, and it's worth at least just trying. Because what's going to happen when you die? We should be secure
in our afterlife, right? You know, and we have all these things happening, man. Who knows? Did you see what's going on in Afghanistan? How these people were clinging on to the airplanes. The airplanes was moving and they're holding on to the airplane. They want to leave and get out of there so bad that they would hold on to an airplane and hopefully make it out of there. So, like, they'd rather do that than stay there. That's crazy. You see what's going on in the world. There's hurricane earthquakes. There's these huge fires that's happening all over the world. Like, it's crazy. The pains of the earth, you see them happening. You see false prophets coming out. They don't tell you about the spiritual warfare. They don't tell you about hell. They don't tell you about how to make it to heaven. It's all about prosperity. And that's not what it's all about. You know? It's crazy. That's not what it's all about. You know? It's not... Just like what the show says. New Revelation Radio. It's more than inspiration. It's new revelation. It's not about inspiring people and being positive. It's not just about that. But you got to tell people everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. What happens if you don't... You know, they have to know it all. You know? And what's going on in the world? You know what's the devil's... What's their agenda? Do what thou wilt. Do what thy will. That means do you. Their thing is do you. And that's why people are being tricked and being fooled into the satanic. Because that's the agenda. Do you. Be your own God. They want to blaspheme. Be your own God. That's their agenda. And that's what's going to start to be... That's what's starting to be popular now. Jay-Z had it in his music, in his advertising, in his clothing. Do what thou wilt, right? That's the devil's slogan. Do what thou wilt. That means do you. Whatever you feel, whatever you feels good, feels good for you, whatever you identify as, then be that. Be that. Not what God created you to be. Not what you was meant to be. Not what God has planned for you, but whatever you feel like doing, then do you. Yeah, that's right. That's the truth. That's what it is. And that's the popular opinion now. That's what's going around now. And they're disguising that as something good. And it sounds good, right? It sounds good if I told you, yeah, you know, if that's what you feel, then do it. You know, don't let other people get in your way. Just do it. That it sounds good. That sounds appealing, but they don't tell you the effects. They don't tell you... The thing about the devil is that he's a master manipulator, a master liar. And one of the best type of lies is half a truth, right? Where you tell somebody the truth, but you don't tell them the whole truth. That's why the devil likes to tell you you're nothing. You won't make it. But he doesn't tell you how special you are. He doesn't tell you that you could repent. He doesn't tell you the whole thing. He just tells you half. You know, and that's what the enemy's trying to do to everybody. Oh yeah, do you. Be you. Be who you are. But he doesn't tell you where that's going to lead you. He doesn't tell you how that's going to affect you. He doesn't tell you that the depression is going to come after. He doesn't tell you the oppression that's going to come after. He don't tell you the bondage that you're going to be in. The battles that you're going to fight. He doesn't tell you where you're going to end up. He doesn't say all that. Of course not. Don't be fooled by the enemy's agenda. Don't be fooled. The only agenda you should be worried about is God and what he has planned for you. God has great things planned for you. He knows your future. He has an awesome, amazing future planned for you. That's what you should be focused on. How do I know what God wants me to do? Focus on Christ. Ask God. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. Look how crazy this world is. It's now or never. We don't know when's going to be our last day on earth. You have nothing to lose by asking God to come into your life, to show you himself, and to work in your life. Accept him, turn away from your sins. Trust me, that's going to be the best decision you ever made in your life. The enemy's trying to rule this world right now, and it's filling this place with lies, and it's getting crazy. The more we all feel we're our own gods, and It's nuts. It's nuts. It's out of here. You know? Don't be fooled by the lies of the enemy in this world. Okay? Because this world is being filled through the music, through the clothing, through the advertisement, through the TV show. I mean, you can't even turn your head without seeing something from an attack from the devil. And the thing about what the devil does is he dresses it up and makes it look beautiful. So a lot of people don't even know. It's right under your nose and you can't even see because you don't have the discernment to understand that it's the enemy and not God. We're supposed to know the voice of God. We're supposed to know his voice. Just like when the shepherd calls the sheep, they know the shepherd's voice. Do you know your shepherd's voice? Do you know the voice of God when he calls you? It's time to get closer to God. It's time for a new relationship. It's time to be regenerated with a new spark for God, with a new spark to know what this world is about, truly about. It's not time to slack. This world is coming to a crazy end. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, listen, I know there's a lot more to come in this world. Listen, a lot, this takeover and this vaccine, that's just the beginning. There's going to be more lockouts. There's going to be separation. There's going to be people hating each other. This stuff is coming. And I know it sounds scary. I'm not trying to scare people. But look, this stuff is real. And if we don't get ourselves together now, and if we don't stand firm, then we're gonna fall. Okay, and if we're ashamed of God, he will be ashamed of us. And we wanna make it to the day where God says, well done, he accepts us into heaven. And we have, and we would have fought our battle to the very end. If you're slacking, if you know you ain't doing right, or if you just don't know what you're doing, or if you don't understand, or if you need clarity, go to God. Go to Jesus. I'm telling you. He's going to open everything up. Thank you guys for tuning in to this new episode of New Revelation Radio, where it's more than inspiration. It's new revelation. And I hope that you was able to get something from this. You know, I know everyone has different opinions, but I hope we can come together and not fight and not allow these things to tear us apart. You know? I'm never one to say COVID is fake or anything like that. I know these things are real. Trust me. I've had it. I know people who have it. Trust me. I know all of that stuff. Okay? But there should be no reason why we should be fighting against each other and doing all that stuff and letting the enemy win. Let's come together and get closer to God. And that's the most important thing. Because if we seek first Christ and his kingdom, everything else is going to be added. Everything else we need, everything else we want, just you won't have to worry about it. We don't have to be, you know, we don't have to be anxious or scared or worried, especially us, you know. God bless, guys. Until next time.